Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Sky Shabalala.
Yes, sir.
Miller.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of all revealing.
Mm-hmm. Transparency, that's the word.
Transparency, mm-hmm. That's what we're going for. All right. Yeah. So I was also asked, I was inundated with emails and WhatsApp, so why don't you tell us about your status? Well, okay. I wrote a blog piece. I wanted to make sure that I had everything down, and it got longer and longer and longer. So it's about a 400-word blog piece, which I will put up for everyone to read. And then the conversation is had and done.
But right? If you had to sum it up into less than 400 words.
Yeah. Okay, at the top of my piece, I say, why not just stay single? Here are a list of reasons I choose to be single. I have been single for 8 years now, so I consider myself a bit of a veteran and, dare I say, an expert on being single.
Okay.
The best part about, without a doubt, about being single is being able to do whatever you want, when you want, wherever you want. And the phrase, no compromise, is what comes to mind. I don't know why compromise has been lauded in the 21st century as an admirable quality, but every time you compromise, you sacrifice a little bit of your authenticity. And after years and years of chipping away at yourself, after countless compromises, you eventually lose any semblance of your true character, your true self. And you eventually, it happens in every single relationship I was in, and I witnessed it happening in just about every relationship that I watch. You grow to resent the person who made you do it. Relationship is inevitable resentment. So that said, here are 10 reasons, and I'll give you 10 good reasons why I choose to be single. I can go out and have coffee with absolutely anyone who piques my interest. So many of the most fascinating people I know, and a lot of them just happen to be very sexy women, I love that we can engage anywhere, anytime, on any topic without the fear that tongues will start wagging, the gossip mill goes into overdrive, and no matter how stable or confident your partner feels, the green-eyed monster raises its head, and then the Spanish Inquisition starts late some Sunday afternoon. Why do you spend so much time with her? Why does she make you laugh? Why don't I make you laugh? It breaks my heart. That happens invariably when you're talking to another woman who just happens to be beautiful.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it also, this just breaks my heart, that in every relationship that you enter, once you're in a relationship, society dictates this is acceptable behavior and this is unacceptable behavior. Once you get into a relationship, you literally, because of convention, have to cut out 50% of the possible fascinating engagements that you can have with people purely based on what sex they are. Because that's not kosher. How could you, a married man, be sitting down and having dinner with that single woman over there who's so beautiful? Obviously, there must be something happening. That people do that to you because you're in a relationship. I don't like that, so I won't take that. And relationships are a lot more important to me. Self-love is more rewarding. Yes. Yes. So many people, this is where you make the mistake in relationships, is that you don't love yourself, so you go find someone else to love you, and then that validates yourself. So you go, well, if he loves me, then I'm lovable, and maybe one day I'll be able to love myself. No, that's not how it works. Love yourself first, then bring yourself into a relationship where there is a second or tertiary type of love. The best part, I think you'll all agree with this, no in-laws.
Fridge.
You can drink milk or orange juice straight out of the carton or bottle whenever you want to. Winning.
Can still do that in a relationship, carry on.
And here's the thing as well. Can you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm bad at it. I'll just tell you straight up. I have had many, 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 many intimate relationships, many of them exceeding 3 years. And every single one of them without fail has ended badly. I'm not good at relationships. And I invariably end up losing a very good friend. Relationship always just ends badly for me. I'm not good at it. So you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore. And I'd rather have my friends and not run the risk of losing them. And then the big one, whenever I have this conversation with people, they always say to me, what about sex? Well, I have an answer for you for that one as well. And I think you'll agree once you read it, it actually makes a hell of a lot of sense. After 8 years, I can answer that question, what about sex? But you'll have to go to the website to read that one. Go to ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast.
Wow.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.